Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Before we do that, though, some people also sending in more of Houstonians who should have a statue. And I'm going to be honest, this is a real blind spot for me because I love the artist, did not know he was a Houstonian. I accept my lumps here. Johnny Guitar Watson, Fifth Ward.
Yep.
Did not realize that. Like, that is a big miss by me from the 346, James Harden at the strip club for the girls he put through
college. He's got his banner hanging. Or jersey retired.
But I mean, hey, take it the next step. He's a real one. He's a real one. People brought up Patrick Swayze, Dr. Red Duke, Scarface.
Oh, that's a good one. A
lot of ones. I know Patrick Swayze was from here.
Yeah, born and raised, man.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. In fact, Wes Anderson, I realized, is from Houston as well. Did not realize that. Filmmaker with a very whimsical style. Yeah.
Is Hilary Duff from here? I seen somebody tweet that.
That sounds right.
Somebody said they didn't know it was from. She was from here.
Yeah, that sounds
I didn't realize that.
We'll have to figure that one out.
We will have to figure that one out. Before we do that, we got to go around the NFL. And one of the biggest things, and I guess this is weird to start around the NFL because he is no longer an NFL player. However, obviously, his name rings out because he's, I mean, one of the better wide receivers that we've seen in quite a while. I don't even know how much we want to talk about him in the historical context, but I mean, he's in there somewhere. His name is Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when you talk about him, his stellar football play, kind of secondary now for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
And this is another one because apparently he's wanted for murder. Not really a better way to throw that one out there, is there?
And, okay, well, you saw the video. We were talking about that during the break. And wanted for murder. But it was really weird because now they're saying that it was, that some guys tried to jump him or something.
Sorry, attempted murder.
Yeah, I was about to say, was it attempted?
Attempted murder.
And also, according to reports, you know, depending on what you want to believe, like, took a guard's gun?
Right. So what happened is this came from, like, the boxing event in Miami in May. And so what happened was there was a fight where, and there's video of this that has been circulating on social media as well. But there was a fight that happened. And according to Antonio Brown, he was jumped. And as somebody who, you know, has watched a lot of fight videos on the internet in my time. Does look like a junkman jumping to me. Like, I don't know, Figgy, did you see any of this fight video?
I didn't. Okay. What, did it look like he was getting beat up? Or
I mean, he held his own. Okay. I will say, he did hold his own. And you know what? I'm doing the thing where I send you the video right at this moment so you can watch it in real time. There's multiple angles. There's a lot of combatants. I don't know who's on whose side. Some of them look like security at times. I couldn't identify him
for a while.
Because
so many bodies flying around.
Yeah, because I did hear a headline not too long ago about him, somebody attempting to take his chain.
Yeah.
And maybe that was him. Because, again, this is something that happened back in May.
Yeah.
But then we've seen, now I've seen additional video of him walking through kind
like
of some
away
level
from
of,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, away from it or what have you. And the accusation is that he grabbed the gun of a security guard, and you can see him with gun in hand as he walks past this person with their phone out getting video. And then soon thereafter, once he is out of view, you hear pop, pop, pop. Like, yeah. You hear a couple of shots, and of course, as what happens with a place where there's a whole bunch of people and shots ring out, everybody scatters.
Everybody
that
runs.
That is the modus operandi in that moment is to run and scatter. But I mean, goodness gracious, Antonio Brown. Like, yeah. I mean, I could talk about a foul from grace, but we're well beyond that point.
Yeah,
like,
it's been a fall from grace.
Like, this is just, this is insane, right? So the warrant requires him to post a $10,000 bond and remain under house arrest pending trial. But this, I mean, the tough part about it is, like, I don't even know what the real, like, problem is for him after. Like, if he managed to beat this case or whatever and still exists, like, this doesn't really change the perception, like, a perception of him. He is just Antonio Brown, where people view him and they make the CTE jokes or whatever and just that boy not right.
Yeah. Like,
That's what's sad about this is I don't even know if this is any, like, this is not going to be a wake-up call for him.
Was it a surprise to see the headline?
Yes, because once you get to attempted murder, that feels like that's another step, right? Yeah. Like, even if you viewed him as some level of, you know, I guess, violent.
Unhinged.
Type person, that was more like, I mean, physical violence, which I guess this was to a certain point. Yeah. That additional step of going and getting that Roscoe is something else entirely.
Yeah. No, I frankly wasn't, maybe to a smaller degree, like you said, because of the gun and the shots and all that. But this is a guy that flies off the handle and does very unhinged things.
Right. And again, I'm not no lawyer. That has been made abundantly clear over the last couple of days. But, I mean, serious time on that one.
Oh, yeah.
And this he might just be end up, you know, behind bars for a decent amount of time, which is, I mean, really sad to see for a guy who, I mean, at the very least, has played some really fun football that we saw. And you hope that he would find, like, this is why I have a little problem with all the Kiki and those happening behind. Oh, man, he's sending all these funny tweets. I was like, this is clearly dude.
I was just
going
to ask, is he going to tweet about this?
I mean, maybe. I'm going to be completely honest, though. I don't look at his Twitter anymore.
It's just entertaining.
Honestly,
purposes.
I think he has somebody else running his Twitter.
You think?
I don't know if it was directly him doing all them funny tweets.
Mm-hmm.
I think he hired somebody to run his account.
Maybe.
To play his account. I think a lot of people do that too.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that's happening. Some other things around the NFL. Actually, NFL related. Looks like the NFLPA is getting out here and advocating for their players again, especially in this time period as we head towards the 2025 season. They're back on a particular warpath, and that is a renewed call for grass fields. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the league's position has been very much and when I say the league, I want to be careful about and clear who I'm talking about. Team owners, right, have been very clear that they want to have these abilities to have, you know, artificial turf in various places. Obviously, some people have domes and not necessarily the easy ability to grow and maintain grass, at least not for, you know, a relatively cheap way of doing it. That's the standpoint of the owners. But the players are like, look, man, especially as you see with the World Cup coming up in 2026, the whole cities, they have to have grass of a particular type. In fact, I was watching a video of the New Jersey farm, farm, where they're growing the turf as we speak for that will be used at the Link in Philadelphia for the games that are hosted there. They're porting in all that grass and all of that under the expense that's necessary in order to host a World Cup game, because FIFA is like, look, no, these are the rules in order for the men to play is that you have to have grass, but to a very particular standard. And I mean, as much research has been done, the NFL continues to point to like cost as a reason why they don't want to do this. And of course, like they'll do the science that they believe that they want to throw out there and say that, you know, there's negligible difference between artificial turf or what have you, or these hybrid mixes as opposed to like natural grass. But this is a place where the NFLPA seems to want to really push hard on.
It's a good time for them to do it based on, you know, as you mentioned, they're going to be putting grass in for the World Cup. But here's where it gets sticky. And we have that. We have this right here at NRG. You know, they've tried. They've tried to have grass in there. Remember the pallets? They were like, 20 feet long or whatever it was. And I believe that's the field that D'Amico tore his Achilles on, was those pallets, because they had a lot of creases in it and stuff. And I could be wrong on that, but it's very cost prohibitive. It's very expensive.
Yes.
But it can be done. And the difference between grass for the World Cup and grass for 17, 18 games is a big difference because you have to grow it outside. Like here, you can't grow grass in the stadium. Cannot do it. They've tried. I mean, because the hole on the roof is so constricting,
right,
you know, and such, and there are other stadiums like that. I'd love to see it. I would love for the NFLPA to win here. I think the NFL owners are going to ultimately win on this thing.
And what's the tough part about it for me is anytime the NFLPA jumps up or any kind of conversations mm-hmm. about labor negotiation between them, I know where the leverage stands, mm-hmm. and it's with the owners every yeah. single time. And yeah. we understand the circumstances that make it that case. For the PA to get something major done, it's a lot of capital. It's a lot of, I guess, for lack of a better term, political capital that they use mm-hmm. in order to get there. I'm like, do they have enough, first and foremost, for this one? And two, what other wants are they going to have to neglect in order to get this one through?
What do they have to give up?
This one feels like one of the yeah. big pushes that you get as opposed to maybe one of those small things that you can negotiate or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is an interesting thought to ask, though. If a new stadium does come, is that something that the Texans would be invested in, is doing something where they, within the design elements, they make sure the natural grass is a part of it, akin to how Dykin Park is, where you know yeah. they do have that retractable roof and they utilize it in order to maintain the grass mm-hmm. turf.
I think that's a great point. And I gut feeling, I think they would probably want that. I think most players, including with the Texans, have voiced their preference for natural grass.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Some other things around the NFL. Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen.
How about that? I forgot about that.
Yeah. Keep the good vibes, right? No, you don't have to necessarily subscribe to it. However, it did provide an interesting opportunity for Kevin Patra of NFL.com to throw up some of the NFL's most unlucky players in the 2024 season.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, I won't hold out on you here, a Texan is on here for a particular reason. Would you like to take a guess?
I won't look at it. I have it here, but I won't look at it.
Would you like to take a guess as to who the Texan is that shows up as one of the unluckiest players?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is injury related, and that would be Tank Dell.
That one feels apt. Yeah. That one absolutely feels apt. It's not the one that they mentioned here,
mm-hmm.
but I think that one absolutely feels apt. So I would not blame you at all for guessing that. He definitely has felt like he's unlucky mm-hmm. when you talk about season-ending injury,
mm-hmm.
being shot. Another season-ending injury.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine that he hasn't, right? Obviously, yeah. these are all circumstances that, one, to be fair, has been incredible for him to battle back from, and excited to see how he's able to battle back from this latest.
Yeah.
I mean, really catastrophic. I mean, oh, all yeah. the CLs, everything. Man. That's really, really tough. So, yeah, it's easy to throw him up there.
Who
not the guy that they threw
figure?
Up here.
Who was the unluckiest Texan?
I'm trying to think from the top of my – I keep going injury, too. I'm Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs didn't pop up here either. You guys are thinking from an injury perspective.
Yeah.
Would you agree if I say Nico Collins is the man who they talk about as being unlucky here?
I would not agree.
Can you explain that a little bit?
I would not agree.
Here's the explanation. Collins had 142 receiving yards negated by penalty in 2024.
Oh.
Which was the most in the NFL.
That's where they're going. So what would he have had? He would have.
That is a great question there, John Lopez. What would Nico Collins have had mm-hmm. if you then add on mm-hmm. the 100 and a whole nother additional really good football game performance of 142 yards receiving onto the 1,006 yard in 12 games season? Yes.
In 12 games, he would have had 1,200 yards?
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
So it sounds like the offensive line cost him a little bit of money.
Yeah. Thanks, Laramie.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. I wanted to leave the room for you to do that. Gosh, Nico Collins is so good. Like, I feel like there should be another larger takeaway, but it just goes, man, he's so good.
He's good for 100 a game.
Basically.
He's good for 100
just
a game.
Imagine us watching the game in real time, and it's like a bomb. Yeah. And it's like, it's coming back.
Yeah, well, we didn't have to imagine it. It happened a few times.
It happened a few times. Some other texts that people are throwing out there as possibly unlucky. Joe Mixon. To some degree, mm-hmm. maybe you talk about like, I feel like there could be a little bit of luck that the NFL could change themselves by actually officiating this hip drop tackle.
That's a good one.
In a proper facet. But, I mean.
His offensive line.
Exactly. Yeah. The run blocking of this, mm-hmm. absolutely. And I'm very intrigued to see, even if you're just like, still remains to be seen how much actual push you get up front.
Mm-hmm.
But even just like a more cohesive run game, especially as orchestrated by a guy in Nick Cayley who seems like he has a solid run game, mm-hmm. as evidence, if for no other reason, the idea, again, the reporting was that Nick Cayley brought him in. Sean McVay is the name that I was trying to get out. All those other words were not Sean McVay. But Sean McVay brought Nick Cayley in
mm-hmm.
to try and help revamp the run game from what it had previously been to what it was now.
Mm-hmm.
You saw Kyren Williams was fantastic
mm-hmm.
in that. And they were able to do some good things with that offensive line.
Yeah.
I'm very intrigued to see what you're able to do with this offensive line, but I think even more interesting running back options on the backside, if for no other reason, just Joe Mixon is back there. So that could be really fun as well. And, of course, C.J. Stroud comes in very, very fair.
Well, for the same reason as Mixon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, I mean, you could also talk about the lack of luck that he had with maybe play calling. That's also a portion of it.
That's right.
So there you go. That's Around the NFL here in the Loop on a Friday the 13th edition on Sports Radio 610. From the 979, 67 today, born on Friday the 13th in 58. It's been a relatively lucky run.
It's been so good for you, man.
There you go. And, I mean, look, there's. I mean, obviously, there's a lot more that factors in to get to 67. But, I mean, there's some good fortune in there just making it to this time. So, salute to you, my friend. And then someone else was texting earlier, and I do want to make sure I go back and find this, that that they wanted the good vibes out there because they have a showcase in Atlanta today.
Oh, so I texted them back. Go get them.
Yeah, they're putting on for Houston, they said, out there in Atlanta. So whatever the showcase is for, hey, kill them dead or break a leg if that's necessary, or don't break a leg if that is somehow out of out of pocket.
Or just salute.
Particular showcase.
Salute.
Yeah, there you go. All right, you're in the Loop here. Coming up next, this is something that we thought about. I think we might have done once or twice, but we haven't done it in a while. And so I feel like John Lopez needs to go ahead and put on his robe because I want to take you into the courtroom of the Honorable Judge John Lopez.
I need John
Lopez to rule on a couple of these things that are happening in the sports world, and we will do that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Funky Friday here in the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Hope it's going well for you. And if it's not, just blame it on Friday the 13th, baby. That's the one thing I do like about a Friday the 13th or something of that nature. It's a great place to just shuffle the blame off.
You got an excuse.
You don't have to put it on yourself. Yeah. Don't carry that. That's not your problem. That's Friday the 13th. That's the calendar's fault. Mm-hmm. Not even on you. So let that roll off of your back. Have a fantastic Friday. And thank you for making our Friday fantastic by rocking with us here on Sports Radio 610. In fact, for you doing that, I will now give you the opportunity to jump into the courtroom of the honorable, or maybe dishonorable, Judge John Lopez. Let's do a little bit of Judge John Lopez here. There's a couple of stories that are happening in the world of sports that I want your ruling
on. I need to get
my
British wig on.
Your powdered wig?
Yeah, I need to get a powdered wig.
What a sight that would be. Okay, so next time we do this, I feel like powdered wig has to be in tow.
And a robe.
And a robe.
All right, so entirely off topic, and I apologize for this.
Uh-huh.
I was watching the BET Awards. Was that earlier this week? And
that was on Monday? Tuesday.
Monday?
Monday or Tuesday, yeah.
Why did I find out that Miss Pat has a courtroom show?
I ran across it a couple times.
And the weirdest part about it is they have a jury, and the jury is celebrities. And I was like, that's the last thing I want.
Yeah.
Why is Chris Brown ruling on my case right now?
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
I don't want that at all.
We'll
put
why.
That in case. He's got cases of his own to worry about.
Yeah.
And that doesn't count as expertise. Anyways, the expertise here is the one of John Lopez. And we begin with the case that originates out of Indianapolis, Indiana. And it has to do with Carly Ursay Gordon. That is your defendant here.
The new big boss.
Yes, she is the new big boss, the daughter of the former big boss, Jim Irsay, who, mind you, is actually going into the Colts Ring of Honor. Probably understandable and to be seen there. However, the case pertains to this gentleman. Carly Ursay Gordon has been the topic of conversation on social media over the last couple of days because she talked about her penchant for being on the sideline during games, wearing a headset.
Yeah.
And kind of keeping an eye on the various things that are happening with play calling and such. So, Ursay Gordon, she's taking over the team. She spent like over more than a decade working in almost every portion of the organization. We talked about that somewhat when her father indeed passed. But she said that, it sort of accelerated her ability to learn about the game. And so she decided pretty early on that she would wear a headset on the sideline to be tapped into what's happening, the communications of the coaching staff as they go through the games. Quote, she's always in meetings, whether it's team meetings, D-unit meetings, in the D-line room, on the field almost every day at practice, and obviously on the sidelines, this is according to our friend Buck, DeForest Buckner. She's always got her big notebook, always taking notes, always asking questions about the game, and obviously now is her time to step up and take the lead, and we all have great confidence in her, close quote. And so, Judge John Lopez, is this a good way to operate as an owner? Because we've had conversations, Fig, and I don't know where you stand on this.
I'd like to hear the each side.
Okay.
Why you think it is a good way to operate as an owner, and why you think it might be too much.
All right, Figgy, where would you like to take here the idea of having the headset, being on the sideline, being immediately tapped in on every game to what the play calling is from the coaching?
I think, to me personally, I think it's very impressive that she's taking all of this information in like this and trying to learn the game of football and all this other stuff. It seems like she's trying to learn all the ins and outs of a football team. And I think that's super dope. I kind of want to see a little more of it. However, I do feel like when things are going bad, then that could be a bad it could be a bad sign. It could trickle on down a little bit where, you know, if you're having a bad season or some type of bad game, and if she decides to jump in on something and it don't work out right.
But you do think overall it's good?
I think it's good for her as far as like becoming the owner, jumping into that ownership and trying to learn everything. But I don't know about this lasting for so long where she's just the owner on the headset all the time.
Yeah, and I think that's where the opposite portion of the case comes in. Because this feels like the type of thing that a meddling owner would do, right? This is the likes of Jerry Jones being all up in all the meetings and stuff, and being the man who does the press conferences and everything. Often we talk about good owners and we say the good owners empower their people to do their jobs. And we've all had a manager or some level of boss that has been a little bit of a micromanager, even if they're not actually adding input, that eyes over the shoulder inherently affect the way that things are done. And she is inherently all over that in the time periods where you're making, decisions in the heat of the battle. Does she affect some of that? And also there is a question to be asked. She was not the big boss. Now she is. Now she has the power and maybe you could say the temptation to go a step further of starting to make some suggestions or ask immediately in certain in circumstances where maybe it's not fair. Hey, why didn't this work? When in all reality, that could be one step in trying to figure out what the larger issue is. So this is one of those things that I think a lot of people pop up and go, is she going to meddle? Is this going to be a place where this is going to open the opportunity for her to not allow the people that she's hired, Shane Steichen, Chris Ballard, and then obviously down to coordinators or whatever, to not do their jobs to the best of their ability?
All right. So what I have to rule on here, basically, is it good for the health of the organization and the team? Right?
Yes.
Her doing this.
Correct.
Now, Figgy mentioned how impressive it was. I think he called it super dope.
My words exactly.
Oh, that's a legal term.
I think that's, I will check the court record, but I'm pretty sure that showed up. Yes.
I've heard Busby say it. I've heard Rusty Harden say it in court. It's super dope. So don't apologize for that.
Legal terminology.
Yeah, that's right. So is it healthy? He says it's impressive and it's super dope. As judge on this case, impressive doesn't mean healthy. Impressive might mean, you know, good for her trying to learn the game. On the other hand, Reggie projected perhaps a meddling owner, mentioned Jerry Jones by name, and it might be empowering her now that she's the sole, I guess, final voice that she would meddle. This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
Can I say
you're allowed to
litigate from the bench here?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And my point on this would be in my ruling here. I think both of y'all, both sides, no matter what side you take.
Oh, we getting a hung jury?
No.
Mistrial.
are leaning on assumptions and projections.
Okay, fair.
We have to just lean on the facts that we've seen and the facts that I've heard. Like any judge, I'm not going to presume anything. I'm not going to project anything until it's done. So based on the facts and what she said, I'm going to say it's healthy because it might change. It might change next season. But right now she's trying to learn. You know, she's trying to make good decisions. I believe one of the things she said, Reggie, was, I want to know what they're talking about. So in case there's a blame game that ends up happening between, oh, the coaches aren't doing this, they're not calling that, or the players are not implementing play. So she would know what she's hearing. So where's my gavel? I rule it as healthy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Some other things that came out of the USA Today article that I'm referencing. One of the things that she's, according to Ursay Gordon, one of the things that being on the headset has really helped me learn is to question earlier, it's such a complex organism, a football team, and how it operates on game day. I think that's been very valuable because it also helps us be able to know, where do we need to make tweaks? What resources do we need? What do we need to fix? So much of it comes down to how we operate and how things work. So I do think that there is some room to give her credit for.
Yeah.
Not being too detached from like lower levels, because we can all complain about this in various work instances of a boss at the very high ends not understanding what it means to be on the ground level.
That's where I was getting at with it, because sometimes you got some owners that have no idea that this person in charge, your right-hand man, have no idea what he's doing.
And I think what it does, and again, this could change next year. She might be a meddling owner. But right now, I don't think she is. I think she's trying to learn and know. What I think it prevents and avoids is believing the general manager who's always sitting with you in your booth, as opposed to believing the coach.
Well, like
as opposed to believing, exactly.
And then some of the times you have some owners that just have no idea.
Right.
All this football jargon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So she's learning all the football jargon and all that stuff. So maybe you can't pull a fast one on her.
And it kind of avoids the he said, she said. Well,
yeah.
I believe them because they said this. No, I heard this, you know. So I'm kind of impressed with it.
Okay. All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We go to the next the next item on the docket here.
Mm-hmm.
Defendant Reggie Miller.
Uh-oh.
Reggie Miller attended,
not
obviously.
Guilty.
Wow.
Oh, man.
He attended, obviously, game three of the NBA Finals because, yeah. I mean, it's in Indiana.
Oh, are you going to talk about the jersey?
Reggie Miller.
Oh, boy. This
being
is gonna be a tough
roasted
one.
By fans online.
This is
going to
be a tough one.
Reggie Miller was seen sidelined because, obviously, you know, he's done with his duties. Mm-hmm. He works TNT. And the finals are only broadcast on ABC, so he doesn't have work to do. So he's there as a fan, sitting courtside. In attire that amounts to some acid wash jeans, a long sleeve Indiana Pacers yellow hoodie, hoodie shirt.
This is gonna be.
And his Indiana Pacers jersey.
Was it his?
His
so it said Miller
Indiana
on the back.
Yeah. Yes. Throwback Indiana Pacers. I'm talking drop shadow, block letters, Indiana Pacers number 13, Reggie Miller jersey.
Get to the
on
hook.
The sideline.
Get to the grand finale.
He is wearing this, and he's sitting next to Big O. Ain't he? Is that Oscar Robertson that he's sitting next to?
Yeah, he was behind him, right?
But yeah, yes. And then also he has the front tucked into
there
his
it
jeans.
Is. There it is.
As if he is going to rodeo, except it's not a big belt buckle neither. And so he has been roasted on the television.
Yeah.
Figgy, would you what side of this would you like to take?
Now, are we taking the side of, I mean, I'm trying to understand what part are we going at? Are we just.
Was that a faux pas?
Do you want to defend his actions? Yeah. Are you prosecuting?
Are we looking, what's on trial? Is the fashion part
yes.
on trial?
Yes.
Or him being a media member just
no,
being
no,
fat
no,
boy?
Screw that.
Okay.
Yeah, screw that.
Okay.
Just the acid fashion wash part. Jeans, hoodie, jersey tucked in.
Wearing your own jersey, sideline tucked in.
That's the part. To me, look, I don't care what y'all say.
Yeah.
I'm totally against him wearing his own jersey, like in that type of way. Unless you're like currently on the team and you're doing some charity work and you throw on the jersey or something like that, that's fine. But him being Reggie Miller, a Hall of Famer, somebody that's well, everybody know, ain't nobody, he ain't got to wear no jersey with his name on it for people to know who Reggie Miller is. So you walking around looking like that. Nah, man, I'm cool on that. He could have just got away with the hoodie.
Is there any case for the it's fine?
He is the mascot of this particular playoff run
mm-hmm.
for the Indiana Pacers, as evidenced by during the New York Knicks series, he was a part of the story because Tyrese Halliburton hits a knockdown shot and does the Reggie Miller choke, and he's pointing to Reggie Miller, and Reggie Miller's pointing back. Yeah. He has been a part of the story in that particular run with all of the, you know, with that nostalgia has been part of it. So being the mascot and trying to bring good juju, here's the jersey, baby. Like, this is not just I'm out here watching the game. I am out here giving y'all all of what y'all are giving me on this court. And ultimately, maybe the biggest defense, they won the game, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Strong case. I didn't think there was one.
You're welcome.
But I'm going to be objective here. That's a strong case. He is the mascot. And, you know, the faux pas to me were acid wash jeans, first of all.
That was he was like, actually, the jersey I don't care about. What are those?
I love Reggie Miller. I can't let him pass on this one, though. I'm sorry. Good case by you, Reggie.
I tried. I did my best.
But guilty. Guilty.
Somebody say y'all were wrong. Oh, Mark Jackson jersey. Sorry, 31 was his number. So he was wearing a Mark Jackson jersey.
Okay.
Okay. It wasn't his
That
jersey.
Was my bad. Yeah. I apologize because that was a mental slip by me. But either way, Mark Jackson jersey, you're still in that space or does it change at all if it's
not?
Yeah,
tucked in.
Tucked in. Half, also, yeah, not even fully tucked. Is it better if it's half tucked like it was? Thank you, Magic, for bringing this up on the YouTube page. Is it better if it's half tucked in the front or is it better if it's fully tucked all the way around?
If you're not playing basketball on the court in the jersey, like, why are you tucking the jersey in like that?
Yes. Yes.
Like,
it is a little long, right? The jerseys, their official jerseys are long. You know what I mean?
But you ain't tucking no jersey into some jeans, man.
Do better. Do better.
Just rock the hoodie, man.
Yeah.
Reggie Miller can't have a stylist, right?
Nah.
Why not?
The way that he dresses, I feel like that stylist is not getting good publicity.
Nah, he don't.
Anyways, that is Judge John Lopez. I think that we found some good things when it came to I do appreciate somebody on the text line. Or sorry, this is Fernando on the YouTube page mentioning we should get Amy Adams Strunk on the Titans sideline. See if that helps things out. Maybe hurts it. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Yes, it was Mark Jackson's jersey. I take my pens for that, and that's probably why I lost the case in that instance. All right, coming up next, let's get into what's popping in the loop, and we'll talk a little bit about what did we say we were going to talk about? I'm sorry, I've forgotten in this moment.
Oh, for sure. Well, let's talk about a little NHL, a little Stanley Cup. And,
that's right.
You know, obviously, may have to revisit the Astros a little bit.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We'll do that next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk about what's popping on a Friday. One of the big things that happened with the Astros yesterday, they got a victory. They get another series victory as well over the White Sox. It was a 4-3 win. So they win the series 2-3. And they're on, well, not on, because they're finishing out the six-game homestand starting tonight against the Twins. But the big news of the night, outside of Framber Valdez, 12 strikeouts, even though he went five innings, a lot of pitches, some big swings, but ultimately did not cost him by any means, was that Isak Paredes, who you know had a home run in the game, but also pulled up limp on trying to beat out a throw down the first base line, and it's been attributed to his left hamstring. Mm-hmm. From the manager of the baseball team, Joe Espada. And we're waiting on information today as to how he is feeling and what ultimately the results are of any level of looks
whatever,
at him,
whatever
it ultimately is. But that is where we are looking. And when it comes to Astros and injuries, I think we all kind of always have to assume somewhat the worst, unfortunately.
Yeah, and well, I don't know if you necessarily assume the worst. If it's a hamstring, it can be any level. I'm talking about from the Astros' perspective, whatever they tell us, you kind of have to assume, I don't know if that's altogether true, you know, or if that's exactly how it's going to play out. I'm feeling a week, man, on any hamstring, even tweak, even a minor tweak. You got to err to the side of caution. And I fully expect the Astros to do exactly that. It does make things really interesting. Good squad coming in, obviously Twins. Pretty good. And so we'll see how it plays out. And then they have a couple of lighter series, and then it gets a little tougher with the Phillies and the Cubs. So if it's more than a week, it gets very interesting.
So we were talking a little bit earlier when we mentioned, you know, this earlier in the show about what do you do in that week or depending on however long Isak Paredes does not play. I'd imagine he doesn't play today because, well, obviously he'll be evaluated today. They'll get a little bit of a look. I mean, it's great if he's just – if it's all good and he's going today as well.
Yeah.
It seemed like Joe Spada kind of was giving the vibes, at least for me, yeah, was
hold
that,
on there. Hey, now.
Yeah, we're gonna make sure that you're all good here.
Yeah,
but if for whatever extended or whatever period of time, whether it's short term or depending on if it's extended, how do you kind of manage this? I threw out the idea of maybe Cam Smith going back to third. Possibly, you talked about Mauricio Dubon mm-hmm. in that space. If it is Dubon at second base, what do you do? Because I think that one of the things we talked about is, does Altuve get to play more second? Mm-hmm. They talked about left field being his spot, and maybe you don't want to displace him from that. Brendan Rodgers has been so-so, I think, especially of late.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in the possibility of the Bryce Matthews call-up?
I think it's a possibility. I do. I don't know how much confidence I have. I'm not tracking every game. All I know is from a big perspective, he's been playing better, down there. But the reason that it's intriguing to me is because I think you send Dubon, and you stated a strong case and about Cam Smith going back to third base. I just don't know how realistic and how big of an ask it would be for mm-hmm. him. You know, I mean, here's a guy that really is starting to establish himself in right field. Clearly, you know, he started and played most of his career at third base. And just when he's getting used to it, you don't know how much he's taken grounders or played at third base between games, which how much practice.
I imagine not at all.
Yeah, how much practice do you even get, you know, especially on long stretches like this? So I would hesitate to do that. Okay, if that's the case, I think Dubon goes to third.
Okay.
Altuve goes to second. But then you have, you know, a player that we both like, you know, in Jacob Melton. I think he's going to be good, but the offense then dips in the outfield.
Yeah, this would be much easier if Zach DeZenzo was not out right
exactly.
now. Exactly. I imagine it'd be somewhat easier if Chaz McCormick isn't out right mm-hmm. now. Like, it's just some of the injuries.
It'd be easier.
Some of the injuries that you have make this a little interesting. Mm-hmm. But Bryce Matthews, looking at his splits in the month of May. Now, mind you, he only played 15 games in the month of May. I think he might have been dealing with injury. I'll have to double check once again. But I mean, 333 batting average and 54 plate appearances. Mm-hmm. That's not anything to scoff at with a 1,033 OPS. And then the month of June thus far through the 39 at-bats, the 10 games that he's had, mm-hmm. another 256 batting average and a 908. I believe that is an 908 OPS. Like, he has been mm-hmm. hit swinging the bat pretty well. The defense is the part that you felt comfortable about is like, hey, what does the offense look like? And for a good, I mean, almost 30-game stretch, 25-game stretch to this mm-hmm. point, the offense has been really, really good at that, or, you know, pretty damn good at that level. I don't know if it might be a little bit early. Like, mm-hmm. it probably is a little bit early, and it's worth noting you'd have to make a corresponding move because he's not on the 40-man roster right now.
I mean, could Esau go on the 10-day?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see what ultimately happens, mm-hmm. but that is something that at least got my eyes in a place where I was like, huh. The Bryce Matthews thing right now is going really well. I think you mentioned it actually on the broadcast. Well, you didn't mention it on the broadcast, but you mentioned that on the broadcast yesterday. He hit for a cycle relatively recently. So.
Yeah,
man. Bryce Matthews doing the damn thing at AAA with Sugarland. So that might be a thing that is interesting to mm-hmm. look at some point as well. Some other things that are popping. There's some more KD news that is out there in the ether, in the atmosphere mm-hmm. as we continue to watch this. He's, you know, this is the name that constantly is a been tied to the Rockets. Obviously, there's a level of, passion or impassion is not the right word, but they like each other when between Ime and KD. They have some level of relationship before, and this has been a name that constantly gets brought up. Is this price worth it for KD? Because I think this was from one of those guys that is a reporter locally, John Gambadoro in Arizona and Phoenix of Arizona Sports. Is reporting that any potential trade between the Suns and Rockets for Kevin Durant would likely include mm-hmm. Jalen Green and Jabari Smith Jr., both of them in a deal. Does that feel like that's a price that's worthwhile, especially as we talk about a Kevin Durant deal that feels like it's getting cheaper and cheaper the closer that we get to draft? Because it seems like the Suns want to get a pre-draft deal done, and that would seem to also indicate that they want to get some draft picks, preferably theirs, back for this draft.
Yeah. It's a lot, right? I mean, those are two crucial players. Now, obviously, Jalen Green didn't exactly, you know, trend up in the postseason, but nevertheless, he's got the skill, he's got the scoring ability, and the youth and all that. Then you throw Jabari in there. That's a tough one for me to answer, but I think what the answer is what is your goal next year that you think Kevin Durant can get you to? You know, what was your biggest shortcoming? That was your biggest shortcoming. The go-to, the big-time scorer, you're going to play good defense. You know, he can get it done. I mean, I'm not going to cop out. I'm going to give you an answer. I think I could do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I could do that. Figgy, Jabari Smith and Jalen Green?
Yeah, I think I could do that because I feel like you could – it might be a little easier finding somebody to replace maybe a Jabari Smith than it is to get somebody like a KD.
You've kind of been leaning on the other side. What is it? How does it grab you?
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like we're starting to get to that place where it's getting lighter and lighter as a deal. The tough part about it is if you're giving up both those guys, how many of the Phoenix Suns picks are you giving back to them? Because obviously that feels like that's supposed to be the real grab for the Suns as in some level of deal with the Rockets. We heard people talking about like those picks, maybe a Jalen Green and salary filler before you even get to like touching a Jabari Smith Jr., who does feel like a guy who very much has a place that is worthwhile in your rotation. I think that I'm getting to a place where I'm starting to get real stingy with it, where it's like, hey, if you want to get a deal, especially with some rumors out there, I don't know how well you could substantiate that on like what the feeling is with the Suns and the organization and how urgent they feel to get out from out under the KD contract to give themselves a level of freedom. Winhurst has talked about this as the biggest grab on the deal might just be freedom on top of what your get back is. So I think the Rockets are probably in a place where they can even play even more hardball than having to give up both of those guys.
They could, but if that's what it takes, and that was the question you asked.
Right.
Would you?
If that was what it took?
Yeah.
I think I might.
Yeah.
I think I might, even with because I still have quite an affinity for Jabari Smith Jr., even though I know some people will go, third pick, and you probably should have seen more out of him. I still enjoy what he's had. And I think the size matters, especially in a situation where he's not going to be the same guy necessarily. But Steven Adams, I don't know if you're certain to have him return. It seems like that would be a desire on both sides. However, I can imagine that Steven Adams, especially at this time in his career, is not going to forego the possibility of a lot of money. And it seems like there's a couple teams that might try money whip him this offseason.
Yeah, and Shams said today, he expects it in, quote, the next few days. So, you're talking about, like, before the draft. I think it could happen. And it's
draft is the 25th, I believe.
Yeah, also took an interesting twist. Spurs' odds of getting him went way down. Now they're talking about the Timberwolves and the Rockets in the mix as real possibility. So things are starting to shake.
They are indeed starting to shake there. But there you go. That's what's popping here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I guess one more thing that's worth noting, because, there was big news yesterday when it came to Jimmy Ward being arrested in Montgomery County. The only real update that I saw was that he was released yesterday on bond. So, the early reporting that he was being held without bond, I guess that was just
$30,000, I guess it was.
Yes, $30,000 a bond. But I guess that was just they had not gotten a chance to set bond, which some people had texted in on the text line. I want to make that clear. We just didn't have any real necessarily certainty as to what that was. The certainty is now, and there was even video. He bonded out. He took his hoodie off, got in the car, and drove off. And we'll see what ultimately comes of that particular story with Jimmy Ward. But coming up next in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610, it'll be noon o'clock. Which I know you love. You love that, don't you? but we're headed into, and of course, unfortunately, we started this down period before we get to training camp with an arrest. But if you could guarantee one thing about the Texans during this down period, what would you want? On the field, off the field, no, what have you? 713-572-4610. One more time. 713-572-4610. What would you guarantee for the Texans in the down period? We'll talk about it next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.